New at the movies and on HBO Max, The Suicide Squad, a reboot of a 2016 superhero movie that was pretty much slammed by critics. This new one has a lot of humor. It's directed by a guy who's done some of the Marvel movies.
Yo, is this a dog?
What?
Is this thing a dog?
A dog?
Yes.
What kind of dog do you think it is, mate?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with all the breeds.
I'm going to go with Afghan Hound.
Film critic Christian Toto tells us The Suicide Squad is excellent, especially compared with that other movie.
The original film, which I hated, I thought it was terrible, like I think a lot of people, made a lot of money. So I'll be very curious to see what a superior film, and The Suicide Squad is vastly superior, does at the box office and on HBO Max, because again, it's a title you can see both at home and in theaters. But you can see some of the DNA from the original film in this, including, of course, Margot Robbie playing Harley Quinn once more. But there are some new faces. There are some new characters. But you know what? This one clicks. It's funny. It's filled with dark humor. There's lots of blood, lots of gore, lots of kind of juvenile jokes along the way. That is the way James Gunn directs and writes movies. He did the Guardians of the Galaxy film. He's done some genre films in the past. So he really is a good fit for this kind of material. And again, these are people who are bad guys. They're supervillains, but they're teaming together to seemingly do a good thing and help the United States in a foreign land. So, you know, expect lots of action, expect a lot of goofiness as well. I thought Margot Robbie was excellent here, but also Idris Elba is around. Good cast too. So it's not a great film. There are some dead spots mid-movie, but overall, this is kind of exactly what you want from The Suicide Squad the first time around. It just took two times to get it right.
Switching topics here, the Gotham Film and Media Institute, it's the group that oversees the Gotham Awards, which is a series of acting awards. They will no longer be defined by gender, so you won't have best actor or best actress. Instead, it will be something like outstanding lead performance, outstanding supporting performance. To take the men and the women out of it, so to speak. What is the significance of this, and could it spread to other award shows like the Oscars?
Yeah, I mean, it's a sea change in how we look at awards, and it's certainly possible it will have a ripple effect. We'll have to see. Now, this is for independent films in general, so it's not the blockbusters, not the mainstream fare, but there are several award presentations that do look at independent films in general. Specifically, there's one thing, and also, you know, we're coming of an age where there are non-binary actors who maybe don't fit into that certain gender category, who maybe feel that this is a more appropriate venue for them. And, you know, the awards themselves, the Oscars, the granddaddy of all the award shows, have been getting more progressive. They've got diversity rules, which are loosely in effect, but officially go into effect in 2024. So there may be cultural pressure for this to kind of become the new normal. We shall see. I think if an award show or two follows the Gotham lead, then I think you could see some momentum in this direction. If not, it might not happen. And just a quick note, if you've got only one performer winning instead of two, that's less of a chance for these different studios to market their product. And one of the reasons why the Oscars matters is because you've got Best Picture nominee, you've got Best Actor nominee, you know, that plays into the whole marketing machine. So it's a subtle difference, but it does matter to the particular studios.
Christian Toto with HollywoodandToto.com on Skype. He highly recommends The Suicide Squad this weekend. You can go out to a theater or you can just stream it on HBO Max.